Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. A lesson from the Word of God recorded in the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 15, verses 15 to 21. You understand, O Lord, remember me and care for me. Avenge me on my persecutors. You are long-suffering. Do not take me away. Think of how I suffer reproach for your sake. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, O Lord God Almighty. I never sat in the company of revelers, never made merry with them. I sat alone because your hand was on me, and you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unending, and my wound grievous and incurable? Will you be to me like a deceptive brook, like a spring that fails? Therefore this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will restore you, that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Let this people turn to you, but you must not turn to them. I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you to rescue and save you, declares the Lord. I will save you from the hands of the wicked and redeem you from the grasp of the cruel. If you never grow weary of opposition you face because you are a Christian, if you never struggle to patiently bear the ridicule you suffer because you are a child of God, if you never feel that you have given up a lot, too much, in order to remain faithful to God's word, if you never feel like you are enduring pain instead of the ungodly, who should be, if you never feel that God is slow or negligent in keeping his promises, if you never feel sorry for yourself, then this message is not for you. If, however, you know the Lord cares for you, yet you sometimes grow weary of the opposition you face because you are a Christian, if you know God is patient with you, yet you sometimes struggle to patiently bear the ridicule you suffer because you are a child of God, if God's word brings you great joy, yet you sometimes feel that you have given up a lot, too much, in order to remain faithful to that word, if you know that many in the world are ungodly, yet feel like you are the one enduring all the pain, if you sometimes feel that God isn't keeping his promises, or at least isn't keeping them very promptly or very well, if you sometimes feel sorry for yourself, then this message is for you. Jeremiah's ministry wasn't easy. For the most part, he was called to proclaim judgment against a wicked and rebellious people. And the people didn't like that. Therefore, they didn't like Jeremiah. They persecuted him. They ridiculed him. Jeremiah was often alone, and sometimes that got to him. Have you ever felt like Jeremiah? Read again Jeremiah's complaint, verses 16 to 18. Have you ever questioned God's ways? Read again the Lord's response, verses 19 to 21. Then look again at Jeremiah's beautiful confession and expression of faith, a confession of faith based on God's trustworthy words and promises. In the midst of it all, Jeremiah could say, Lord, you understand. Remember me and care for me. Dear friend, God, who remained faithful to his servant Jeremiah, will also always remain faithful to you. When you are struggling to understand the when and what and how, may you be blessed to confess, Lord, you understand. Then may that confession give birth to this simple, humble, confident request. Lord, remember me and care for me. Lord, you understand. Remember me and care for me. Amen.
Thank you for listening.
For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.